You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you touch this. I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information. Asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. And we've got an exciting show for you with lots of interesting guests. Up in just a minute will be Lisa Haven, who's a colleague of mine, who's a contributor at Before It's News, and she does a whole lot more than that, and I'm going to let her tell you about that. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by my very good friend, Sheila Zielinski. It was kind of funny. I got two requests by email the other day, said, you need to have Sheila on, and I had actually booked Sheila about 10 minutes prior. So, serendipitous, but Sheila will be on, and we're going to be talking about a forbidden topic on the Common Sense Show. Something we've never really broached. Is there really anything to the ET disclosure rumors that we hear are coming? And Sheila and I are going to take that apart and try to make sense out of it. As you know, my father worked in a related field in the secret space program, and he didn't believe in them. But we'll balance that out in the second hour. Third hour, Katie Whalen, our health reporter, with the latest in the health news. And, of course, at the bottom of the third hour will be my partner in crime, James White, who broadcasts with me over on TalkNetwork.com, and we're expanding operations all along the southern Gulf Coast and the eastern seaboard beginning this week, and we're going to add about 1.5 million listeners, and we'll be telling you all about that. Anyway, joining me is a very, very gifted journalist, someone who really cuts to the heart of the story, very skilled with YouTube presentations, and keeps me entertained and informed at the same time. I'm speaking about my friend, Lisa Haven. Lisa, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really glad and excited to be here.
Yeah, I can't believe this is your first time, because I've been following your YouTubes for so long. They're so good. I mean, they're entertaining, but they're also so informative, and you distribute them seemingly everywhere. I bump into your work. You're all over the net. But recently, you've had the same problem I've had with, should we call them fascist book or Facebook?
Fascist book, I like
fascist
that.
Fascist book, yeah. I've started calling them lots of names, you know, but half of them I can't repeat on the radio. But you've had the same issue I've had. We're simply trying to get the truth out. You and I both share this in common. We don't threaten people. We don't advocate for violence. We don't advocate for anything that's really against good Christian principles. We're just trying to alert the people about the criminal regime that's running this country and the criminal elite that's ruling the planet. And for that, you and I got banned from Facebook. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, actually, and you know, this isn't the first time. I have gotten so many what I call Facebook spankings. I'm not sure, you know, how to exactly term it, but jail time spankings, whatever. But in Facebook, I have, you know, I've been on it for quite a few years, but when I really started delving into truth, I experienced so much, like, you know, censorship, like from censoring a certain post or a certain image. It would start with that, and then it would migrate into posts, and they would say, okay, well, you're banned for 2 weeks, and they wouldn't let me comment, and they wouldn't let me do it, and they wouldn't even tell me why. It got to the point where it was just, you're banned, and we're not going to give you a reason. And that's been, ever since one time on that, that's been the reason. No rhyme or reason, no here's why we're doing it. I don't even get that. Some people do. I don't, and I assume it's just because it's simply because we're sharing truth, and they don't like it. They don't want it on air. They don't want it to be shared, and if it goes against something that they are for. You know, we obviously know they're, you know, sleeping with the government, so to speak. But numerous times I've been banned for a month, I've been banned for a week, and currently I was banned just a couple weeks ago, around the same time you were, until November 20th. And then I got back on for about 2 or 3 days, and then they banned me again until tomorrow, actually. Then I'm out of Facebook jail again. So you can tell lots of love being sent my way from Facebook.
It's amazing to me. Now, I actually wrote to them during my ban, which just was lifted, I believe, yesterday. And let me say this, too, as a disclaimer, and I don't mean to speak for you, Lisa, but I think you probably feel the same way. If it were just up to me, and if there were an alternative to Facebook that was really big and out there and going right now, I wouldn't have anything to do with this NSA-controlled organization. But we don't really have a choice, because we are reaching people who ordinarily wouldn't hear our message. And we're kind of like missionaries in a war zone. We want to reveal the truth. And I feel every time I go on Facebook, I'm taking enormous chances with my safety. Let's talk about that. I mean, what kind of chances and risks do you think people are taking by being on Facebook?
Huge. I mean, I've spent some time, you know, talking about the things that are happening with Facebook, and people always do ask me that. They say, okay, well, if you're against Facebook, why not just get off? You know, you probably get that asked too. But it's like you said, we're sharing truth. It's our platform to get the word out, to inform people, and I'm going to do that no matter what, quote unquote, the consequence may be, because my heartfelt desire is to share truth, whatever that may be, and to expose it and get it out in the open. Now, as far as you know, some of the things that we encounter, and I think they're real threats, because everybody can form, what Facebook does is they form a profile on every single one of us. And they, by now, I'm sure they know exactly what category I fall in, and I'm sure I'm on the naughty red list, you know, simply because I'm not your typical brainwashed guru going off, you know, everything that the government wants us to do, you know, on every tangent, and, you know, your typical person. But we're awake, and we know what's going on, and I often share government documents and say, okay, here's the truth, this is what this document shows, and that document shows, and I know you do a lot of that as well.
Yes.
And they don't like it. And I think, you know, ultimately we're putting our butts on the line, to put it frankly. If we look at what's happening to other truthers in other countries, say, you know, Germany, for example, if you post something against immigration, you can get up to 29 days in jail and a fine. I think it's 3,000 or 5,000 euro fine. I'm not exact on which one of those it is. And then in Turkey, I know that there was a journalist who was arrested for his Facebook post. Recently in Lebanon, I believe it was, there was two journalists who were arrested simply for their view on a Facebook post. And it's just, things are really getting crazy. And I think it's only a matter of time before the government here in America says, okay, look, these people are the enemy. They're the political dissidents, kind of like what happened in Soviet Union. You know, he went, and during the Soviet Union, anybody who was against the regime, against Stalin, was targeted and either called a loon and put on some kind of psychotropic drug, or even jailed. And I think that could be in the future where we're headed. What do you think on that?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Lisa. They called it in the 70s, I believe they called it political schizophrenia, where if you disagreed with the government in the Soviet Union, you must be crazy. So they would jail you and keep you drugged up, and sometimes indefinitely until you died. And then they also had a situation where they were actually banned from ICD, which is the mental health diagnosis set of criteria that's put out by the United Nations and other international bodies. It's called ICD-9. And they banned the Russians from the organization for a while, but then they let them back in, even with political schizophrenia on the books. I think that's coming here. We see that Obama is trying to deny the veterans, you know, the right to own guns, and they're trying to use mental health exclusions. Well, if you've been to Afghanistan, you must have PTSD, therefore you're mentally ill, therefore you cannot have a gun. And I think this is where they're going to take this, and I think you and I someday will be diagnosed as being mentally ill.
I agree. And the sad truth is, that's exactly where I see it headed. If we take into account all the political correctness garbage that they're filling in our schools, and our colleges are by far the worst right now, in my opinion, with that, and how, you know, you say anything against Islam, you say anything against immigration, against homosexuality, against whatever it is, a brown paper bag, for crying out loud, you know, then you are, you know, not being politically correct. And I unfortunately fear that they could start diagnosing us with some kind of political dysfunction, political schizophrenia. And you know, it's a sad truth, but I do believe that that could be exactly where our government is taking this, definitely a route.
Well, I think there's absolutely no question. And when we look at, you know, what the government is currently doing with regard to censorship, they're taking their cues from Europe. And one of the disturbing things that I've seen in Europe, let's just go to Paris for a moment. I don't know if you heard this or not, Lisa, but in Paris now, any of the people like you and I who publish and produce the things we do, or government corporate watchdogs, they are confining these people to house arrest during the upcoming climate change conference. Have you heard that?
I have, and I don't know if you also knew, but We Are Change, they have a YouTube channel, and they banned them over there. Like, their videos are banned. So I watched their latest one, and I was like, wow, that's, you know, it is getting crazy. They've really taken it to a brand new level and just exploded with it.
Yeah, I think we're going to be right on their heels. In fact, I get a lot of emails from people that listen to this show either in the archives or they listen live on the satellite with Globalstar, and they are telling me that things are a lot worse than what we're seeing in the media. Let me give you a for instance. We'll see if you've come across this. In Paris, not only are they sentencing people to house arrest, and for the crime of being a blogger, they are also preventing them from transmitting any material during the time of the climate change conference. So in other words, they can't call out of their homes, they can't receive phone calls, their internet is not going to work on outbound. They can receive inbound, but they can't receive outbound. Have you heard that?
Yeah, briefly I have it. And here's the thing, who exactly, my question is, okay, we know that they're doing this. We know that's a fact. It's on numerous, I saw it on The Guardian, I saw it on all kinds of places, but here's the thing, who exactly are they declaring to be quote-unquote activists? Do you know exactly who?
You know, like, I asked that question. I said, who are they designating, and how are they picking out the people lucky enough, like Facebook does, to designate you for being banned or labeling you as being, excuse me, an activist and then confining you to house arrest? And what these people have told me that I've been contacted by, and I've heard from three from Paris, and what they're telling me is they receive either an email or a delivered letter to their home, certified letter to their home, telling them during these dates your activities will be restricted. You are subject to arrest if you violate the terms listed herein.
Wow. But where is the breakdown? That's what I want to see. I haven't found it anywhere, but I want to know who are they targeting? You know, is it a certain kind of activism? There's no, I haven't seen any laid out. Now, I know that they're definitely targeting, you know, people that speak truth like you and I. That's a fact, because we know people over in France, and you know people over in France who had this situation, and they are truthers. That's exactly what they are. You know, but I'm curious if there is an actual list somewhere that they're not putting out, obviously, but.
Well, I just think it's keyword searched probably by echelon, or something from the NSA that has been shared with the Europeans, that we're going to shut these people up. I mean, I get the feeling right now, and I could be wrong, but just listening to Obama's rhetoric in the last 3 days, I get the feeling that the climate change people are going for the kill shot. They're really going to try to grab control of as much energy as they possibly can in the next few months. What are you seeing with this?
I agree. I think they're going to, you know, I think they want to somewhat kick off the New World Order, so to speak. This is a global event. This is a global gathering, just like in September here. September was the baby to what's happening in France. You know, here we had the Pope visiting in New York at the Agenda 23 event here, and now we have Paris, France coming up on Monday, November 30th through December 11th. And I think it's just the start of that topple effect of global laws, global rules. They're all very open about it. They're not quiet. You know, everything that I've read hints at some kind of globalization. And we know President Obama's, what does he call his latest plan that he's going to be pushing at the climate summit. Now I'm blanking on the name. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm blanking on it too, Lisa, but I heard him talk about it just yesterday, and he uses these pejorative terms. Everybody knows that's not a substitute for science, Mr. President. And you know, interesting story. Go back in history now. Let's go back 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago, when they had the first climate change, or actually they called it a global warming conference in Kyoto, Japan. They partied for 6 days, drank their sake, ate their sushi, and then on the seventh day, it was like, holy crap, Batman, we got to do something here. And so they voted, didn't look at evidence. They voted on whether or not man was the cause of global warming. Can you believe
heavens.
That? They voted on this. Now, I've had Dr. Tim Ball, who's really a good friend of the show, and was really he held the first degree in climate change science, and he was run out of the Canadian government because he said this is a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And the head of the Weather Channel, I forget his name jumps out of my head, but he said this is a bunch of nonsense. Well, they ran him out of the media, and they are determined to get a hold of all energy, because if you control all energy, you control all people.
That's probably why they put in the smart meters, right? They got the energy, they got the smart meters, now they can regulate, right?
They control what you use. Do you know, years ago, and not many years ago, but when I was teaching a Sociology 101 class, the project was research both sides of the climate change issue, and one of the embedded questions I provided was, if we reduced our energy consumption to zero, how much difference would that make? And it was surprising to me, because the students came back with very uniform numbers on sources that they chose, not that I provided. I did not give them an annotated bibliography. And they came back with figures that were in the thousands of percent. We couldn't even impact global warming by 1%. It's like a thousandth of a percent.
Yeah, I actually, this is crazy that you bring this up too, is because yesterday I put out a report, and the plan is called the Clean Power Plan. Now I'm remembering. But this is what Obama wants to introduce, you know, as a result of what's happening in Paris, France. But his goal is to reduce emissions by 32% by 2030. And he attempts to claim this reduction or whatever will help with our jobs. It will create tens of thousands of jobs, lower our energy costs, save us money. And I'm like, you're lying out your teeth, you know? And I mean, he makes up all these facts. I mean, people know by now he's an excessive compulsive liar. But the great news is I also came across a letter and some actual statistics that state 100% the opposite of what Obama's claiming, and his claim that it would help with our carbon emissions. And there was an actual number, I think it was 0.02%, not even that it would help, quote unquote, global warming. 0.02 if he did this with our energy and went to renewables. But there was 600, and I don't know if you heard about this letter, but it was just recent. It's brand new. So, but there was 626 officials, state officials that sent a letter to Obama, and it included all kinds of different officials, but basically about this clean power initiative that he wants to put in, and they're saying that this initiative does not help America financially, and basically it's a disaster because it's not reliable. So I'm like, well, at least, you know, they're standing up on this one issue. Mind you, there are many others, but that was a good thing to hear in the midst of it all, I will say.
Well, back in 08 and 09, we remember the climate gate fiasco involving East Anglia University and our own Penn State University, where these people who had their emails hacked, these people being the professors working on this with government funds, both the UK and US, they were using our taxpayer money to promote a fraud, because they're hacked emails. Do you remember this, Lisa? They said that we have to massage the numbers in such a way that people actually think the temperatures are going up.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. And that was in the news for about 3 days, and someone in Command Central for the mainstream media flipped the switch, and you never heard another word about it out of them.
Yeah, same thing with the ice caps. You know, they say they're melting, but I think this year there is actually more than normal. So it's like, okay, fudge the numbers yet again. But that's the kind of stuff that Facebook doesn't want on air. They want to censor anything like that, you know, and thankfully some of it is getting out there. But once they, you know, figure out who's putting out what and who is the source of that information, they start targeting those people. And
well,
today,
consider ours. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and today I actually went through, you know, the internet to look, you know, who all are they censoring? What things have been censored? Specifically, the things that I found, they'll probably tick you off, but like a Marine Corps emblem, it was stated that it violated their community standards. Another one was a lot of websites that expose radical Islam. Those were hugely censored. Also, let me see. Other things were pro-veteran website was censored. A picture that promoted traditional marriage between a man and a woman had been censored. And these are all recent, within the last 2 months. And this was just today. I like briefed through a few things to find out what have they been censoring lately. And that's what I found. So what is your take on all of that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I would believe that the radical Muslim issues that I wrote about, and I like Paris Never Happened, Facebook. Well, what about that? But anyway, that's why I think I was banned. You know, they never answered me either. I want to address something you said very quickly before we go to break. They never answered my inquiries either. But the bottom line is the last communication I sent them, I told them I reach over 2 million people a month in one form or another, and I was reinstated in 2 days. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. but they never would answer me either. I said, what did I do wrong? And I went through all my checklist of preventative things that I don't do. And I said, and here's what you're allowing. And I gave them a couple of examples. And I said, you're allowing these creeps to come on with all this profane language, and you don't even touch them. Anyway, let's sit on that. When we come back from the break, we'll pick it up and talk a little bit more about Facebook. And I got one more revelation to share with how much danger you're in if you use this.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
We'll rejoin Lisa Haven in just a moment. First, I want to remind everybody about Hear the Watchman Conference 2016. Where is it going to be? Well, of course, you've heard me say this before. It's in Dallas, Texas. When? Friday, March 18th through Sunday the 20th. There is an early bird rate deadline, which expires on Tuesday. And I want to reemphasize this. This is an early bird rate deadline. Expires on the 1st. For more information, go to hearthewatchman.com. Again, that's hearthewatchman.com. And just a quick recap, my good friends, Doug and Joe Hagman and John B. Wells, are going to be there, and they're going to be hosting. Can you believe that? You're going to have people of that stature at this conference hosting. Well, then the speakers that they have, L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Ted Brower, our good friend of the show, Nathan Leal, Pastor David Langford, and on it goes. So are you and your family planning on attending? Well, if not, you need to plan on attending. If you're purchasing your tickets before December 1st, you'll save $50 per person by taking advantage of the early registration special rate of $99 per ticket. This offer expires in just 2 days. So go to hearthewatchman.com and buy your tickets today to save. Hear the Watchman is a gathering of the remnant body of Christ, modern-day watchmen, and investigators from all walks of life. Folks, I'm going to talk about them a little later in the hour, but I just want to tell you, this is something I think is really worth your time to attend, because you're going to see so many like-minded people. A lot of relationships are going to form out of this. A lot of partnerships, a lot of strength will come out of this. And very quickly, as we move into more dire times and the economy is ready to take a dump, and I mean a final dump, I just want to remind you that you need to be vested in some kind of precious metals. You need to get out of the dollar. The dollar has been targeted for destruction. We can't win World War III. That's going to start in Syria. God knows when, but it's coming. And it's all over the petrodollar. And folks, the dollar is going to be gone. You're going to wake up one day. You're not going to have your retirement check. You're not going to have your 401k. You're not going to have your bank account. What you need to get is gold and silver. And my friend Steve Quayle at Renaissance Precious Metals is there to help you. By the way, Steve will be a guest next week for 2 hours, and we're going to hit this and a lot of other topics in next week's show. How do you get a hold of Steve? 406-586-4842. Again, call Steve tomorrow. He'll work with your budget. He'll advise you on what's best for your portfolio. His number again is 406-586-4842. Well, we're back with Lisa Haven. And Lisa, before we go any further and kind of revisit this Facebook, YouTube, Google monolithic monopoly that's trying to squeeze out the truth, tell everyone how they can follow your good work.
Yeah, people can check me out at lisahavennews.net. That's where I post all my stuff. We're also on YouTube. Just Google Lisa Haven on YouTube and I'll be pull up. We're also going to be shooting off a brand new website, hopefully, within the next couple of weeks, but that's going to be freedomnationnews.com, and me and Lynn Lees are doing that together. So those are the ways if anyone wants to check me out.
And what are you going to put up on that website? What's your target?
Everything that we post about now. You know, news will have, it'll be an all-inclusive. All our YouTube channels will be there. All our links to, you know, external sites will be there. So it's kind of an all-inclusive, so to speak. But we're going to share everything about truth, about what's going on in the world, current events, Bible prophecy, and the whole nine yards.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm so glad to see you expanding, because I don't think Facebook is going to be available to us much longer. I think they're eventually going to pull the plug permanently on all of us, which is fine, because honestly, nobody should be on Facebook. Lisa, let me share with you what Steve Quayle said when he was on my show a few months ago, and we actually, the subject of Facebook actually came up. He said the Chinese society has a shortage of females because of the one-child policy and female infanticide. True statement. He said, in China, if you want to make ends meet, you basically join the military. He said, so when we see either a martial law occupation force from China, as well as Russia under the UN flag, or an invasion force, take your pick, he said, these are going to be women starved, looking for companionship at any cost, and what do they have to rely on? Who can they target? Who have they profiled? He said, Facebook would be a perfect target. I just look at this, I'm thinking, if I had a teenage daughter, she would never be on Facebook.
Yeah, my children aren't on Facebook for that very reason. I know my daughter's 12, almost a teen. She's pushing, and I'm like, nope, sorry, it's not safe. You know, I do it for work, and I don't share any of my family photos on there, just strictly work, because that's what it's about. And I agree. I mean, if some force comes over here, and I think China's military has been over here already in pieces.
Yes,
working with our government, unfortunately, but I agree 100% that could definitely, you know, happen. And what better outlet than Facebook?
Oh, I totally agree. And you know, I hadn't thought about it in that light until Steve brought that up on my show. And he's absolutely correct, and Facebook is bad news for America, but it's kind of like I said earlier, Lisa, we're missionaries trying to go into troubled waters, and we're trying to throw lifelines to as many people as we can, because people that don't get prepared now financially, I just talked about Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals, if you don't get prepared now, if you don't have food, if you don't have water, if you don't have a way to protect yourself, if you don't have alliances with your neighbors, and if you're stuck in Midtown Manhattan, God help you. That's all I got to say is God help you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And here's what I always like to say. I'm like, look, the more people that we can encourage to be prepared, this is why I back, you know, products that promote preparation, that promote getting ready, because the more people that are prepared, the better it is for all of us, you know? So the safer, the better it's going to be in the long run. We know it's hitting the fan right now, but it's going to topple and it's going to get worse. And I think that's probably the best advice we can give anyone, all the listeners out there, is get prepared. Food, water, medicine, the basics, you know, have, you know, other sources for money, you know, gold, things you can barter with, all of that.
I totally agree. Well, let's go back to the guardians of the globalist gate, as I like to call them, and that's Google. Not just Facebook, but also YouTube. And let me just share this with you. And I don't know if you've had this experience or not, but my broadcast partner, James White, and I launched an endeavor 3 months ago called the Red List News. And the Red List News is ready to go wild on about 51 different stations, but another story for another time. But we had this out here, and we were putting it on YouTube, and it grew in popularity like crazy. The good people Before It's News pick it up. They feature it. They want to run it. They're creating a radio platform for it as we speak. And Lisa, YouTube demonetized us every single day. For over 60 episodes, we made a total of 92 cents. And I'm mad at Jim because he still hasn't paid me the 46 cents he owes me.
Maybe he needs Facebook jail time.
He doesn't do a lot with Facebook. I think he's learned from me. But have you had that happen to you on YouTube as well, where they're censoring your content and stealing your money?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, there was a time that for a while they would just, I was with them and they just started unmonetizing like almost, I would say maybe a third, every third video, they started unmonetizing. I'm like, what is going on? And I sent them messages, and they said, oh, we're looking into it. We'll get back to you. That was the message I got consecutively for 3 weeks. And I'm like, okay, well, is that the message you get from them?
No. Jim actually wrote to them, and it took about 3 days for them to respond in two letters. And Jim sent them, and then they responded. And they said, Dear Mr. White, we appreciate your patience and understanding, but we can't discuss this with you.
Oh, wow.
I know. They're making money off of our production, and then they don't reciprocate. And here's what people need to know. And I'll tell the Google story here in a minute, but you've got YouTube and Facebook that are making money hand over fist on your participation on that platform, if you're on this. And then they turn around and they cheat the very people and abuse the very people that are helping make this go. And
yep.
It's absurd. Well, let's go to Google for a second. I probably hear from Steve Quayle, I'd say, well, for a while there, it was 2 and 3 times a week, where he would have readers, and he carries all my articles, and he would have readers go to his site and say, I'm clicking on Dave Hodges' article on your site, but I can't get to it. I've got an error code. And so I would go and check, you know, my website. Everything was, you know, 5x5. Everything was fine. And I'd let Steve know, and I would also copy email to the person that was complaining. And this was happening religiously. And then there were times when I was trying to email Steve, because usually we communicate by email early morning, and I'll send him the link to an article, and he wasn't getting my emails. So, and Google is also driving traffic away from my site. I've had people look at this, people in the know who understand these things. Google is deliberately trying to drive people away from the Common Sense Show, which I take as a compliment. I mean, I didn't know I was that big a player that they had to worry about little old me. But this, people need to understand, when you talk Google, YouTube, and Facebook, You're talking NSA, you're talking CIA, you're talking globalist instruments of oppression, and they are cataloging everything you do, and you will go into a threat matrix, a 16-domain threat matrix, where you'll get a score, 16 different scores, and then a 17 score that's an aggregate, and that will determine whether you're red list, blue list, or no list.
Yep, yep, and this is the George Orwellian nightmare. I mean, that's what we're living, you know, 1984. We're being censored, we're being labeled, a political dissident. Now, I didn't share this with you earlier when I talked to you, but I think this is important to know, is Facebook, I think they also, Facebook, Google, and the whole nine yards, if we're anti their agenda, anti New World Order, and we know this is their agenda because on numerous documents. I've read, you know, Project Megiddo, the right-wing extremist document, and, you know, we have the FEMA internment resettlement document. These documents all specifically label that if you believe in the New World Order, you're basically could be a terrorist. And this is part of their agenda. And they know that we're anti this stuff. They know that we know the end game. We know what's really going on. And so they're censoring us 1984 style. And they're doing it in a slow boil, kind of under the radar. And how do they do that? Well, with Google, they're censoring your website, saying, okay, well, anybody plugs this in, we're going to air it. Or they'll put you at the bottom of the list, so to speak, if things are Googled. And that's how they're doing it. And eventually, if they can shut us down from the internet, you know, that's going to silence a lot. And that's why I think we need to fight for our freedoms, fight for what's going on. And then what happened with Facebook, and I was going to mention this a moment ago, but on a report I found in the news, at an office in Facebook, they had a poster of who they were vouching for, I guess, the 2016 election. And guess whose face was plastered all over the Facebook office in D.C.?
The traitor in chief?
No, this is for 2016 election.
Who oh, 2016. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah,
like,
she,
telling the
beautiful, the beautiful Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. Hillary.
Hillary, I like that.
Yeah, she was, her face was plastered right there in the Washington Facebook office. And I'm thinking, you know, any person, running a business, I have my own business. I had my own drafting business years ago. And I had, you know, any time you have a business like that, you're not going to let any poster, per se, up of any particular, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be,
yeah,
you know, and this isn't the case at Facebook. Obviously, they're vouching for Hillary Clinton. And are they giving us a hint as to who they're going to back for the 2016 election? Are they going to start monitoring anti-Hillary posts? I don't know. I mean, that's obviously out there. I don't think they'll do that. But nonetheless, we know who they're shooting for.
Well, it's interesting that you'd mention Hillary Clinton, because I was looking at what Richard Nixon did specifically in Watergate. And I made a column, okay, Richard Nixon offenses. And it was really one offense, obstruction of justice, hiding the truth. And then, of course, you could have probably added a conspiracy charge in there, too. So maybe you got two. And then you go over on the other side of the ledger and compare what he did that cost him his presidency and his legacy. And you go to Hillary Clinton. My God, the list is, it goes out the door. I mean, I've already written four expose articles on her. And if I could stomach to even look at her face on my article, I would probably write more. I mean, this woman is a career criminal, as is her husband, well, if you call him a husband, but as is Bill Clinton. They are career criminals. They have a trail of bodies that followed them into the governor's mansion in Arkansas. That's no secret. Then we can talk about Vince Foster, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. Without going through it all, Lisa, you know what I'm talking about. This woman belongs in prison. She doesn't belong in the White House, and it shows you what's coming our way. Do you think Hillary Clinton will be the one to pull the trigger on the FEMA camps?
I don't know. You know, I don't put anything past that woman. She makes me sick. And she's going to go attempt to earn her presidency through her feminism. And I'm thinking, yeah, you ain't got my vote. If I can help it, nobody else's. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past her, and she's definitely... I think if she makes it into office, which I hope and pray that she does not. But if she does, I think that the people pulling the strings from behind the scenes are definitely going to use her femininity, so to speak, to do things that they can't accomplish with other candidates, so to speak, like they did with Obama. They used his race, his color, to accomplish tons of things. And if anybody stood against anything of him, we were racists, you know. And I think they'll accomplish that agenda again if Hillary gets in. What is your take on that?
I think that is an excellent point, because she'll hide behind, you just don't like a woman being president. You don't like a woman in charge. You have a problem with women. Your views are 150 years outdated. Yeah, barefoot and pregnant, right, Hodges? I mean, that's what we'll hear.
Yep.
That's what we're going to hear, and you're exactly right. I think, given her nefarious background and who she is associated with in the past, and deeds and acts that she's been associated with are of such a heinous nature, she gets my vote for implementing FM 39.4, which is the internment resettlement document. I do think she's going to do this. I think there's no question. And she's going to do it under the guise of a false flag. And that's why when people say, well, how long do you think we have, Dave? I have people saying we don't have through December. I got a lot of people telling me this. A lot of close friends are saying we don't have until the first of the year. I'm not so sure. I think that the government would like the path of least resistance. They would like the rule of law to be invoked, at least on the surface, before they start hauling us all away and make it look like it's the legal thing to do rather than knee-jerk reaction.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to they want Hillary in office, so then we're looking at January of 2017.
Yeah. And I think they could definitely, because I think their end game is to try to blame people, you know, patriots, blame us for things, because they've already dumbed down terrorism. You know, never in any media, you know, what happened with France, I didn't hear no Islamic or ISIS or, you know, it's just terrorism. And it's like, call it what it is, for crying out loud. You know, call these things what they are, but they're not. They're really dumbing down the term, and there's a reason. There's an agenda for that. And that's because eventually they want to target, you know, the gun owners, the patriots, the Christians, the constitutionalists, those who are speaking truth, doing exactly what we're doing. And they're already showing their true colors by censoring us on Google, on Facebook. And they're not, I don't see them censoring terrorist camps. They have Islamic terrorist camps in Texas, in California, in Arizona. They do nothing about this. Well, there's an agenda, you know? And yet when we go online, you know, anything that speaks negative against these things gets banned, gets blocked, gets censored. But on the other spectrum of that, it doesn't. And I think it's an obvious agenda.
I think it's all part of the national security apparatus, but it's not for national security. It's for New World Order. You know, it's interesting, too. You made a comment a little earlier that I wanted to respond to it about if you believe in the New World Order, you're not fit to be, you know, transmitted your articles by Google, and YouTube shouldn't carry you, and you shouldn't be allowed on Facebook. But what's interesting is maybe we should just all carry around in our phones a video of George Bush saying in regard to the Iraq war that we are witnessing the installment of a new world order. And when this new world order is successful, and it will be. So if we just had that, you know, dot, dot, dot at the end, if we just had that and carried around with us, Lisa, people say, well, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. No, I'm just believing what my former president told me.
Exactly. And Joe Biden said it, too. Joe Biden talked about a new world order. The Pope, when he came out here in September, his whole speech was on we should form global governance, global new world. I mean, they don't put it in new world order terms. They say global governments, world, you know, world government. It's the same thing. Title it whatever you may. But that's exactly what it is. And that's exactly the end game.
No, the Pope wants to install intergalactic governance because he said, if I encountered Martians, I would baptize them.
Yep.
Did you know he said that?
I did.
Yes.
I've actually studied that a lot. Well, they got it over in Mount Graham. I want to drive over there one day. But at Mount Graham, they have their whole the Vatican telescope next to Lucifer there. You know,
they call it Lucifer. Yeah, they call the telescope Lucifer. of all things. Yes, welcome to our telescope. We've nicknamed him Lucifer. Isn't that a cute little term? Unbelievable. And of course, this Pope is, well, let me even take a bigger picture, and this is something I want to get your reaction to. I'm becoming convinced that the militant arm that will usher in the New World Order, the part that will be in your neighborhoods, controlling your HOAs, your schools, your local politics, it'll be Sharia law. It'll be from the Muslim invasion all through the Western democracies, and this is how they're basically going to subjugate the West and destroy our ideologies. What do you think about that?
I think it's possible, because when I look at, and I homeschool, so I look into a lot of this stuff, but like with Common Core, there is a massive section on Islam, and Christianity gets about a half page, and Islam gets like 32 pages, you know, and there's this agenda. I've seen kids being taken to a mosque to go quote-unquote pray to Allah. Recently, I did a report where a school forced their students to write a report, or not write a report, it was they had to draw how to join ISIS poster. Now, the parents were so irate about this, obviously so, that they dropped the project, but they didn't drop it until after some of the kids had completed it. You know, and but there's this kind of hidden agenda. I mean, and it's starting at our school levels, and I think this is so often missed, you know, because we don't realize the amount of brainwashing that happens in our schools and colleges. This is the next generation coming up. And to see what the future is going to be like, we have to look to see what they're teaching in their schools and the colleges to see what the future holds, because they are the future. And so 100%, I think we are going to see, with the Syrian refugees coming to America, with what's going on in our schools, with the political correctness, with you know, saying anything against Muslims, Islam, any of that, you know, you can't even mention it. If you do, it's like, you know, oh, there's a big fit being thrown. Then it's safe to assume, and especially the birth rate, not to mention the birth rate, they're having more children than we're having. Then I think that that's a real possible threat to our future.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and you're right about communist core, as I like to call them, because that's precisely, they do favor one religion over another. They favor alternative lifestyles, in quotes, over another. Can you get in trouble for saying that? Alternative lifestyles, is that politically incorrect yet? But they do.
You're going to jail, Facebook jail.
They do. You, anything that we used to label as a sin in the Christian religion or secular society said was a perversion is now glorified, deified, and that's what we should be honoring. And anyone who was in the mainstream with traditional Judeo-Christian values is to be ostracized. And it's amazing to me how much imprint they're making on young people. Are you getting that too?
Yeah, absolutely, and they are. And I think that we need to pay attention to that. I think especially as parents, you know, not everybody has the option to homeschool. You know, I get it, and not everybody has the patience either. I get that too. But, you know, be aware. You know, go through the curriculum. Go know what your kids are learning, and then teach them the truth of what's really going on. And I think the more that parents outcry and get upset about this stuff, the more that they're going to have to back off. And
maybe.
So that's my hope. I know it's a big hope. There's so many sleeping people nowadays. I don't foresee that happening, unfortunately. But nonetheless, I'm still going to fight as long as I can. You know, and
you know they have made. They, being the globalists, have made so much progress in such a short amount of time. They have flipped all the switches. They're propagandizing the young. I mean, people are... I'm seeing college kids on YouTube videos now saying, I think Islam is the best religion of them all. You know, Christ doesn't care about you. I mean, I've heard these things, and these are things I'm hearing now that I wasn't hearing 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. And we've seen a complete invasion of our culture. And by the way, real quickly before we have to go, we should probably tell the listening audience in our home state that Obama's planning to bring 250,000 Muslims to the reservations. Have you heard this?
Yeah, this is why I've started taking self-defense classes, you know, here in Arizona. I'm going to get ready because I know it's about to get nutty.
Well, what's amazing to me is this, Lisa, is that the FBI standardly, throughout recent history has said 10% of all Muslims are radicalized, therefore we can consider them to be terrorists. That's the FBI speaking. The DHS has reinforced this. So if we let 250,000 people from a war-torn area that's hostile to the United States by philosophy and by our own actions, which I have to admit have been pretty egregious, then we are bringing in 25,000 jihadis, and we tend to forget that it only took 7 jihadis to paralyze the city of Paris.
Yep. Yep.
It is absolutely incredible.
I've shared that statistic myself on my videos. I've shared it quite a few times. I mean, they know what's going on our shores. I mean, Obama's a Muslim. He is. He's like a communist dictating Muslim. That's why he continually fights against anyone. And what did he say? Oh, we don't want to bring in orphans and widows. That's what he said. We don't want to bring in orphans and widows into our country, pulling this big guilt trip on the American people. And I'm like, no, the majority of what's coming in is not orphans and widows. It's men. That's a proven fact. Single men,
young men.
Yeah. And these are your ISIS, much of them, or jihadist, or Islamic terrorists. That's what it is, and they know it.
I totally agree. Well, Lisa, before we have to go, let's give out your contact information again, how people can follow your great work.
Yep, that's lisahavennews.net. Also, our new upcoming website's not up yet, but it will be, freedomnationnews.com. Also, if people are looking for an alternative to Facebook, because that's going to be starting up, I think, Thursday, December 3rd, but it's seen.life. So that's going to be something that doesn't have the amount of censorship that I'm going to be joining as well. So
yeah, that's outstanding. Before It's News is, again, trying to be an innovator. And Lisa, it's been just terrific having you on. We're going to have to do this again. I want to have you back to talk about homeschooling and what the protocols are, because I think more people are going to want to find out about that. But thanks so much for joining us, Lisa. It's really been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Lisa Haven, and you can also catch all her work over on beforeitsnews.com as well, and she produces a lot of cutting-edge stuff, and I really can't believe this is the first time that I've ever had her on, but it certainly will not be the last. Well, very quickly, coming up after the break will be my good friend, Sheila Zielinski, and we're going to go off into an area we've never done before, but we're going to do it as scientifically as we can, I promise. We'll see you on hour number 2. Take care.
Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.